Simin Nunche. The halacha is of Dini Kriyashma B'Yachayisrael. The Mechaber says in Sefalif, Zman Kriyashma Shal Shachris, Mishi Yires Chaver Rogli Maiksas Baruchik Dalan Amis V'Yakirenu, V'Nimshech Zmana Ad Soiv Gimol Shoi, Shur Revi Ayem, U'Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor L'Kreisa Kivasikin. So, we mentioned in last Chabura, the Inyonim of the Zmanim, but we did not discuss how we pass Kan Halach L'Maisa. Do we go like the Gain Halach L'Maisa, that we count 3 hours from Netzach Hama, or like the Magen Avraham, it says we count 3 hours from Alois HaShachar. So something is very interesting, that is that Bechlal, with regard to this Machlekes of Rabbeinu Tam and the Gainim, the Gimel, Amudei Hara, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, all don't tell us how they pass. The Mishneh Berurah, the Bir Halacha and Simin Reish Samach Aleph, the Mechaber, going on the Mechaber and the Ramah that Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So there's a long Bir Halacha there, and he mentions at the end, he says that Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam says that his father and the Rif both went Kedas the Goin and the Goinim. That we count the day from the day ends by Shkia Sachama, the Hainu by sundown, and Tzeis Gechavim is 13 and a half minutes after that. Which would mean Lachar that they count the day from the 12 hours from Netzach Hama until Shkia Sachama, which Lachar would be like the Goin. However, like we said, the Mechaber did not paskin that way. L'maisa, the Mishneh Berurah, the truth is that even those that paskin, like from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis Gechavim, even those that paskin from Netzach Hama to Shkia, the Magen Avraham understands that everybody's going to be maskim over here, that we count from Alois HaShachar. Says Lekuli Alma, we're going to count from Alois HaShachar. Now, the Mishneh Berurah does not paskin halacha l'maisa who to go like. He brings down, all he says is he quotes the Magen Avraham and he quotes the Gaon, and he says, neither of them are lechatchila. Don't pat yourself on the back just because you made it to 7:30 Shachar this morning and you were able to get the chapta Magen Avraham's man, because neither of them are lechatchila, atzer le'sachar ad oitzer's man. Similarly, at the end of Simen Mem Vav, when he saw in the beer, the last bear halacha there, he brings down in brackets, ki odua sheish deyes v'poizkim imachashvin azman kriyashma adu ad gimol shoyis miyamud ha-shachar ayminetzachama kumavur lakamam semenun ches Mishneh Berurah. And he doesn't tell you how to paskin halacha l'maisa. Do we go like the Gaon or do we go like the Mishneh Berurah? Do we go like the Gaon or do we go like the Magen Avraham? The Aruch HaShulchan, he says, onu teisin ikar ledina ka'agro. And that's how Ramosha, in Igros Ramosha, chilek Aleph Simin Chav Dalet says, "Min a grave mekayim ayshimidas shebimidinoisenu rights and valita v'chein menega yeshivis hoya ad gimel shoyis minates v'cheinu ikle dina v'raki yechidim ayimachmir laatzman." He says that the minega medinois and the minega of the bnei yeshivas was to reckon it like the goyin, and he says there were yechidim, there always were yechidim that were machmir like the Magen Avraham. However, la lacha, the minega oilam was like the goyin, and Reb Chaim says that that's how the Chazon Ish went also. Sheikir Kagro. I heard that from Reb Berkowitz also, that he says that the meaning of Bnei Yeshivas, Bnei Torah, is to Nemon the Goin as the Ikar Adin and the Magen Avraham as a Chumrah. The interesting, Reb Moshe writes in the Tshuva, he says, Kenira b'chol ha-makayimiz v'mishneh b'roi she'dayte neite kagro. He says, wherever he talks about it, he says, dayte neite kagro. I wasn't sure exactly where he saw that. It happens to be in the Hakdama to the Mishneh Berurah, when he's talking about all the different achrenim that he's malakid his peers from, he names a whole list of achrenim, gedele achrenim, and at the end he says, "B'makayim shere'isi deis ben shnei achrenim gufa be'iz adavar." When I saw that there's machlekes apoyskim in the achrenim, la yisi atol b'adavar min lechapis b'chlal sifrei shar achrenim liris elmiyim ekedoshim daitem poinel ha'maisa. I decided to not just be semach on those two achrenim, I look through the apoyskim to see how they pass on ha'maisa. Befrat bebir agrazal shu'erin sheyisrael v'yesed shakol toliboy u'kedai lachriya hadover. Says that the Goin is kedai lachriya hadover, and often he legs through the Goin at the end, and he doesn't even tell you that he's being machri like that. But lachira, very often he's being machri, like we'll see at the very last Mishneh Berurah in the Simen. V'yeshchokin hagrav avir kiyes v'chriya kedai azu. That's kilu lachira, the way that he's naming on the halacha l'maisa, it seems like. Accordingly, it would come out that L'chor Mikra Adin, we can wait till the end. We can wait. None of them are lechatchila like the Mishneh Berurah says. However, your yaitza, your chiyev, even when it's 3 hours from the shitas, from the Netzach Hama, like the shitas Agoyim. The However, there are many that were choishish lemaisa, it's a safek daraisa. Since it's a safek daraisa, so we know that the general is safek daraisa lechumro. Whenever you have machlekes apaiskim, certainly that you have so many shitas of rishonim, certainly anybody that holds that we reckon the day starts from alaisa shachar till tzitz gechavim lechur, for sure they go like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was mechadish that even those that hold from netachama till shkia are going to be maskim over here, that we count to the 3 hours from alaisa shachar, which is a little bit interesting. It comes out that the rest of the day is mincha ktano and mincha gdeilo. That's all we reckon that with regard to alaisa shachar till tzitz gechavim from netachama till shkia. Only b'negeya to Zman Kriyashma, then we start counting the 3 hours from Leitza Shachar, not from Leitza Chama. But he says everybody's going to be masking like that. So is there mocking to be machmer? Certainly there's going to be mocking. Like Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, Yesh B'naisim Tam, to bring down the famous member of Rosh Hashanah Zalman, he says, imagine somebody who offer you an esrog that's kosher, but it's only possible for you to be the Magen Avraham. Would you take the esrog? Or you get one that's kosher, like Uliyama, certainly handling a mitzvah d'arayt, so you want to make sure that it's kosher, cholopach, l'fi the g'deli achrenim. So if you're the Magen Avraham and many others, it's not going to be a kosher esrog. Certainly, lechatchila, one should try to make the zman of the Magen Avraham. He has what to be semichon 100%, and that's lechur ikur d'dino, like the going. But if it's a handling of daraisa, how many mitzvahs daraisas do we have? If you start to think about it, how many mitzvah daraisas do we have out of the 613 mitzvah daraisas? How many could we be mekayim on a daily basis? Revolvin Ali Shur, he mentions this. He says we have about 10 maybe. Tzitzis and Tefillin and Kriyashma and Torah, maybe even Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaMazon, Tefillah maybe, according to some, Shabbos. How many mitzvahs? Most of them we don't have. You have one mitzvah over here, Chaval, to be Koyveya, your Zman, to be the Zman of the Goyin, if you have the Yechelis to be Yetze L'Kuli Yalmu. My father told me when he was learning in yeshiva, he heard a shmooze from Rav David Kronglass. And one of the things in the middle of the, he says it was called a thunder and lightning shmooze. Because every time that he said like a sharp line, there was a boom of thunder. So he said in the middle of the shmooze, he said that he was talking about Zman Kriyashma. He says, I haven't missed Zman Kriyashma Lefi the Magen Avraham in 40 years. Also, there's a huge boom of thunder. It was like just a. He wasn't saying it. I think he was like too. He wasn't saying it as a guy of a bachlal. You have a suffix that writes over here, not to take the chin. Now, lamaisa. What's the difference in the zman between the Magen Avraham and the grain? So something that's quite interesting is that if you look in America on the big signs that they have in the front of the shuls for the zman of the grain and the zman of the Magen Avraham, it's always 36 minutes, exactly 36 minutes, the Magen Avraham Zman before the Goyin Zman. You come to Eretz Yisrael, no, Sheikhes, sometimes it's 42 minutes, sometimes it's 49 minutes, sometimes it's 43 minutes. What went on over here? So, the simple way of cheshbening out Neit to Shkia and Tzeis, Alois to Tzeis, comes out that the day from Alois to Tzeis is 144 minutes longer than Neit to Shkia. Why is that? Simply, I'm not going to go into all the cheshbonos, but this is the basic one. And then there's a 4 milin from Alayt till Neitz. And there's 4 mil from Shkia to Tzeis. Every meal, if it's 18 minutes, which is how the Machaber Paskins, every meal is 18 minutes. So you have 72 minutes from Alayt till Neitz, and 72 minutes from Shkia till Tzeis. That means the day from Alayt till Tzeis is 144 minutes longer than the day from Neitz to Shkia. If you split 144 into 4, into quarters, which is a quarter of the day, at the end of the quarter of the day is Tzeis Zman Kriyashma, then you get 36 minutes. And Mamela, it's going to be, the difference is going to be 36 minutes between the Tzeis Zman Kriyashma of the Magen Avraham as opposed to the Goyin. It's always going to be 36 minutes earlier. That's if you cheshbon out that it's 72 minutes from Alois to Neitz and 72 minutes from Shkia to Tzeis. Like we mentioned last time, it's not that simple. The days change, the winter, the summer, v'chulu. That's one of the differences that they have in Eretz Yisrael. One of the differences that they have in Eretz Yisrael is that they count the mil not as 18 minutes, but as 22 and a half minutes. So, the Rechayshish that Alois HaShachar is 90 minutes beforehand, before Neitz, and Tzeis HaGechavim is 90 minutes after after Shkia, which means that your day is 180 minutes longer, which means the quarter of the day is 45 minutes. So that's about 45 minutes. Some people have a cheshbon slightly differently. What they do is, the Magen Avraham says that even the Fi the Manda Amar that says that you go till Shkia, still you start from Alayt. So you count from Alayt till Tesek HaChavim of those that hold you go till Shkia, till 13 and a half minutes afterwards. So it starts 90 minutes before the day, before Nate, and only goes to 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Which comes out something very interesting, that Chatzais is not in the middle of the day. But, which they're Ma'ur. But, accordingly, and some people, they cheshbon it out according to Ma'alot, according to degrees underneath the horizon, that it's always a certain amount of degrees, like the same amount, 16.1 degrees, underneath the Aleis HaShachar would be when the sun is at 16.1 degrees underneath the horizon. And then, accordingly, it changes with the months of the year. Generally, it comes out between 40 and 50 minutes difference. It's usually about 45 to 50 minute difference between, in Eretz Yisrael, between the Zman that they put on the calendars for the Magen Avraham and the Zman for the grain. However, there's even a Magen Avraham L'Chumra. There's all the different chases, if you want to, anybody wants an entire Chabur on it. A few Chaburas on it. Look at the beginning of the Bina L'Itim calendar. They explain it all, the Tuf Tavadah. However, one thing that they do mention there in the calendar, and it's a chashva point, is that L'chore Me'ikra Adin, the minig of many kehilos, and in many generations was, to do like they do in Chutz La'aretz, that you count 72 minutes before and 72 minutes afterwards. Even though it's not so clear exactly where you get, like a few people told me that in London and in Antwerp, in the summer, Rabbeinu Tam is a kula. 72 minutes is not even nachta. On the calendars, they have a zman for after that, because it takes much longer for the sun to set. And therefore, nighttime is after 72 minutes. But the minig was in many, many, many places for many, many generations. The cheshbon out, dalad mil at 72 minutes, 72 always, all every day of the year, 72 minutes before Nate is alight, 72 minutes after Shkia is Tseis, and the mil of the day is always 144 minutes greater, went from alight till Tseis, then from Nate till Shkia, and a quarter of that is 36 minutes. Mimela, if you want to chop the Magen Avraham, but you get up and you look at your calendar and it says that the Magen Avraham's Zman was 8:10. And you woke up and it's 8:09. By the time you wash Negavasa and get dressed, it's already 8:13, 8:15. So you missed it. You didn't really. Because maybe you missed the Chumr de Keshita, but the 36 minutes you didn't miss. And that's the Iker Zadina of the Minig, how many were Nayeg. And therefore, you should still read it then if you want to have the Magen Avraham, and you're still getting the Iker of the Zman of the Magen Avraham. Now, what happens if a person wants to chop the Shita's Magen Avraham, but his minion is only davening to make the Zman of the Goyim? Many shuls are like that. They daven 8 o'clock every Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference, winter, summer, whatever it is. Sometimes you can make it, and sometimes you won't make it. Now, what should you do if you want to lay in Kriya Shema Kefishita Samagan Avraham? But mitzad sheni, it's better to say it with the brachos, and to say save a tzibur. And there are those that even hold that you can only be a smichas gula tefila with that. That's the pashas mashmoyis of the Magen of the Goyin, like we saw in the Bir Halacha, even though Bir Halacha is not that way at the end of the day. So there's many milas to be able to be yetzei kriya shema with the tzibur. First of all, you're singing the tzibur. You're singing how they were masakin it with the brachos. You're going to be masakin gula tefila also with the shema. So lechatchila, that's the best time to say it. But maybe you're not yetzei with the Goyin. You want to say it at the zman before shachar to be yetzei the Magen Avraham. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simen Mem Vav, make it tonight. You can make it tonight that if I could be Yetzi later, it's still considered the Zman, I want to be Yetzi later, B'tzibur, the way that Chazal were masakin it. And if I can't be Yetzi later, then I want to be Yetzi earlier now, I want to be Yetzi now. He says the same way that we find such a thing by Tzvir Sa'imer. Tzvir Sa'imer, if a person counts Tzvir Sa'imer early, then, and it's still daytime and he's scared he might not say it later on, so he says that he counts without a bracha, and he makes it tonight. If he remembers to count later on, then he doesn't want to be yetzei now. And later on he'll count with a bracha. And if he doesn't remember to count later on, he wants to be yetzei now. And the Mechaber Pasen Zen is brought down La Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, for some reason, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down this tonight by us. He does not bring it down here. And even in Mem Vav, when he's talking about such a possibility in the last Bir Halacha, he's talking about saying Kriya Shema before Shacharis, just if your minion is going to be missed, the Zman of the Magen Avraham, and you get the Goyin, he does not mention this tonight. Does that mean that he does not hold of the tonight? So it's hard to say that, because we saw in Reish Lamed Hei, that he said that the Prima Gadim, the Sharatina brings down, that the Prima Gadim says that when you daven Marv early, it's best to make it tonight. Erev Dalach is like Rabbeinu Tam. I want to be Yitzi now. Well, it's not like Rabbeinu Tam. I want to be Yitzi later when I did the Kriyas Shema later on. Says Mishnah Berurah, why didn't I bring down this Kriyas Shema? Because no one holds like Rabbeinu Tam. The Shvi'i Yechidah. There's no point in making such a tonight. Now, Lachari should have said a much better reason. Because I don't hold it tonight works. Elamai, he does hold that tonight works. Just there's no reason to say that tonight in such a case. Lachari, the Pashas Mashmois is Mishnah Berurah does hold that tonight. Ramela, Lachaira, even though he doesn't mention it over here, it would be there would be a makim to make this tonight. Now, not everybody holds it this tonight. The Einig Yontif in his Shuvach and Arachaim, Simon Veiz and Simon Gimel, the time is that you cannot make it tonight by mitzvah. Something which is Tali and Kavano, Refrat, where that is the mitzvah, like Kriyashma, Ukidayman. He's talking about many mitzvahs. But he says you can't make it tonight. He says the only thing is tonight, something which is Shayach Shlichus, the Shayach Atanai, he says. Like that's what the Gemara says. But something which is Shayach Shlichus, the Shayach Atanai. The Mele Kedushin, Girish, and Shayach Shlichus, the Shayach Tavat Tanai. Something which is not Shayach Shlichus. You can't have somebody put on tefillin for you. You can't have somebody say Kriyashma for you. The Mele is also not Shayach Atanai, because it's Betim, it's the mitzvah of you doing the mitzvah. And once you did the mitzvah, it doesn't pass to make it tonight. You're ready to make it. The Mele, once you're ready, Oisik, and you did, and you're Makayim the mitzvah, you're not Makabal Omar Shemaim all tonight. If you're Makabal Omar Shemaim, you did the mitzvah already. The Mele doesn't pass that tonight, Bechlal. I saw that brought down from the Chazon Ish, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emunah and Hilchos Truma, Hilchos Trumas in Perek Dalet Halach Yudches in the Bir Halach over there, he brings down that he once asked the Chazon Ish about the tonight. Those that want to make a tonight by Kriyashma, he asked when he gets to Mishpatei Atanoim. Do you need Mishpatei Atanoim? Do you need Hain Kretim Lalav, Lalav Kretim Lahain, and you need all the different things? So the Chazon Ish told him, he says that you don't need it. He was saying from the Ramban in Bava Basra that the only time that you need Mishpatei Atanoim is after when it's been Adam Lechaveri. But when it's been Adam LaAtmai, then you don't need it. When you're making a tonight with somebody else, in the Chanami, it's only Chal, Kokama, that you have Mishpatei Atanoim. But Bein Adam La'atzmai, there's no dinu dvar with anybody else, in Echanami you don't need Mishpatei Atanoim. Whoever says Reb Chaim in brackets over there, but Mitam Acher, the Chazon Ish wasn't so happy because he said it was Shayach to the din of Briro. And Lecher by Darais is Rifaskin in Briro, and the Melo, he didn't want to, Ein Kamakarim Laharach, he says, the Chazon Ish Betim, Mitam Acher, was a little bit weary about making such a tonight. Lamaiser Rishlem Azalman, brought down Eli Chashlemoi, Rishlem Azalman said that in such a case where he's going to miss the Magen Avraham, he's going to have the Goyin's Shita Zman, then he should make a Tanai. And I heard the same thing from Rav Berkowitz, that he said also that the minig is to make a Tanai. He says the Lomdim don't make a Tanai, because they hold that a Tanai doesn't work, and they hold the Meikar Din Zman is like the Goyin. So since Saivi said you're going to be Yitzi later on, and Tanai doesn't work, so if Tanai doesn't work, then you're Yitzi already now. So Chaval to be Yitzi now at the Zman, without the bracha is ukedema, when you can be yetzer later on, and you're still yetzer because the zman we pass in medina like the guy, and then you'll be yetzer with the bracha is ukedema. However, you should have kavana. No, the question. What? Yeah. Don't have kavana. Lamaisa, that is the minig of many bnei Torah, is to make such a tanai. How many times do you have to masna every day? So the Pesach can talk about this, I asked Berkowitz about it, he says, you don't have to make a Tanai every single day. He says, once in your lifetime is also maybe not enough. He says, but it doesn't have to be every day that you're masnil. The Pashtus is Kokama that you're doing it. You're doing it early, you're reading it early, Kidei Lateis, the Magen Avraham, and ready, bin Magala Das, this is what you're doing, then Lav Dafki, do you need it every day? Now, what comes up is a common question, is do you need to put in a tefillin? You have to put on your tefillin to be, it shouldn't be considered Eidush HaKabatzmai. So Rosh Hashanah says no. Since the Ikra Adin, we fast like Roiv HaOilam, he says, it's not like the grain. So Mameila, you're not really being Yotze. Mi Ikra Adin, you're really not being Yotze. The Pashtus is with your Tanai, you're not being Yotze now. Mameila, you don't have a problem of Eidush HaKabatzmai. But in Echnam, if you're going to miss the grain's man and you're laning now, then it's not going to push it to lane without tefillin. Now, what's going to be if you, you only have 5 minutes left, and it's Kriyashma or it's Tefillin. Then Lechora, you lay in Kriyashma, and you worry about your Tefillin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you're going to pass the Zman of Kriyashma, don't worry about the Tefillin. You're an honest now. Say Shema without the Tefillin, and you put on Tefillin later on, and say Kapitul Tehillim or Shema with Kedem.
We have Zara.
Sorry?
We
We'll get to Mirat Hashem and Simim Mem Zayin.
I mean, we're running out of time.
Correct. We'll get to that in Mirat Hashem and Simim Zayin. Now, the question is, do we have B'Shas Hadchak? Do we have till Gimel Shoy Shavit? Dainu, there's many of the Gzeila Afreinu, the Yeshua, the Keren Oiro, the Mishkan Yaakov in his Tshuva. He's Malamid Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. He says, I don't know what the pshat is that people are not so makbid on Zman Kriyashma. He says, maybe it could be Malamid Tzchus, even though the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos that the Zmanim work with Shoy Zmaniyos. Nevertheless, maybe there's the Pnei Yeshua and there's others that L'chura B'Pashas, the Bnei Malachim didn't get up at a different time every single day. They got up at a Kavua time. And since they got up at a Kavua time, Memela, it's more mistaver to say that they got up B'Shoy Shavuos, that you count 3 hours of 60 minutes from whenever, Neis or Alois, and then, that would be the same as my Kriyashma. If that's the case, then L'chura, that gives us a little bit of extra time. Now, it really depends how you reckon these Shalish Shavuos. Some people say, it's simple, every day of the year, 12 o'clock is Chatzos, 6 o'clock is the beginning of the day, and 3 hours later, 9 o'clock, that's the Seif Zman Kriya Shema. However, L'chur, that's not exactly how it works in V'Metzias. It's not that the standard day ends at 12 o'clock, or Chatzos is at 12 o'clock. If you're going to reckon Kafi the way that the Chatzos is, and then count 9 hours, so Chatzos nowadays is between 11:25 and 11:35. Memela 9 hours later would be 8:25 to 8:35, which is before the Zman of the day. Doesn't even help you too much. The truth is that even if you're going to count the Cheshbin Kafi 9 hours, first of all, if you're going to count it from Chatzos 9 hours, then you also have a problem that the Bnei Malachim are getting up at a different time every day. If you count it Kavua, they always get up at 9 o'clock. That L'chura Mistaber makes more sense. Minchas Yitzchak has Arichas say not to go with the 9 o'clock, to go always with the Chatzos. However, if you go with 9 o'clock, I think Kimdumani this morning, says my Kriyashma, the second Zman according to the Gain, was about 9 o'clock, 8:59, not exactly sure. You haven't gained all that much by going to 3 hours. You're going to Tishrei, that's Tishrei, that is always going to be, it's never that late. 12:30, it's much past 12:30. But if you go with Nisan and Tishrei and take it at 12:30, then you would get till 9:30. The truth is that they were talking about the Gedolim that were Vimalam and Tzchus, they were talking about in Europe. In Europe, they didn't have daylight saving time. So they didn't push the clock ahead an hour. So Mamela, 9 o'clock by them, but by us, what's 9 o'clock during the summer is really 8 o'clock by them. And Bechlal, they're a little bit higher up, and sunrise is much earlier. Mamela, sunrise could be 3:30, 4:30, 4 o'clock in the summer. Memela, like the Mishnah Berurah points out, and in the summer it comes out that the 3 hours, even though the day is much longer, it starts much earlier in these places. And in Manchester, I think it's during the summer, something like 4 o'clock is Rishon. And Memela, if you're going to count 3 hours afterwards, you don't really get too much time. Even if you're going to count with Shoyis. Going to count with Shoyz Mani. However, if you always reckon it to be Azman, which is Kavua, the truth is, you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, you look at the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan says by us, the Azman could be 7:30. I think the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says by us, it's 7 o'clock sometimes during the summer. And Memela, when it's 7:30, to give them all the way till 9 is a big Harvacha, and even to give them to 8:30. There's a big difference between 7 o'clock, being after Shema at 7 o'clock, and after Shema at 8:30. The Maisa, the Poiskim, it's Keneged the Rambam, it's Keneged Roiv of the Achrenim, and Keneged the way the Mishnah Berurah passes also. Memela, certainly the Chachila one should not be Semich on this. If he's holding, anyhow, if he missed the Zman, he should be reading Kriya Shema, but L'chol HaPachis, if he missed the Zman, L'chol HaPachis, he should chaf those shitas that hold that it's at Gimel Shoyis Shoveis. But if you could get it together, because if you just missed it and you're Yidamir Dominion, Matoiv Manaim, to be able to the Chol HaPachas get that. There are those that want to be Chayshish Fakert, that when it's a Chumrah, you should Dafka have to do Gimel Shoyis. In other words, they took a lechumrah when it's at 8:30, and the going is at 9 o'clock to finish it beforehand. Al lechumrah. But the pashtus is that we don't rechum with it, not lechumrah and not lekulo. The ikur is lezina, is that we go with shoyiz manir. Now, some of the Arlam asked that they don't understand. In the 21st century, you can go to a certain shliblach and you see that it's packed at 9:30, 10 o'clock. What's going on? Zman kima lechero is not kimel shreis anymore. So how come we don't, it should change with the times, as they say. Not reform, we're explaining. We're explaining that ufkumecha means it's depending on the times of Chazal, where there's no electricity, so in Echanami, they went to sleep when it was dark, so it's up when it's light, but there's money, and we have light, and things are different, so therefore, it should change. So lechero, it happens to be some azai that it's a wrong cheshmer. It's a wrong cheshmer because 99.8% of the oilim is up earlier. It is up, rush hour is way over by 9 o'clock. Everybody's in work already between 8:30 and 9. Rush hour starts at 7. Most people are up way before then. Even that Sai Gaim and Sai Yidin. Now there are people that get up later. What's that? One second, we'll get to that. Hold on one second. Very good. There are people that get up later on, but they're only a miyuta de miyuta. First of all, just because the davening later doesn't mean that they're up earlier. They're not up earlier. There's many chassidish yeshivas that daven at 8 o'clock, but they're up in the mizmanish at 6 o'clock with the hachanas beforehand. Love daf because you know when they got up. I'm not saying that there aren't people that get up later. I heard such a thing. It's a rumor. You can't believe everything. But noniach that it's true that there are people that get up a little bit later. It's still only yechidim. It's only miyuta de miyuta. Mamashim miyuta de miyuta. Ay, b'nei malachim al miyuta de miyuta, the Rishonim say. But B'nai Malachim are a kvutza. It's a kvutza of B'nai Malachim. You find that, besides the fact you consider Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim like we saw, even without that, B'nai Malachim is a kvutza, so maybe you could say that when the Torah is said of Kumecha, and it's referring to Kol Yisrael, it's referring to if you still have a kvutza of people that get up at this time, then in a Hanami, then you can consider that to be of Kumecha. If you have Baidadim, even if you have a lot of Baidadim, it's not a kvutza b'chla. What is that? Oh, this person that he went to sleep late last night so he couldn't get up, and this guy was a chassan, and this guy was a washer, we'll call it that, and the other 16 other different people, for whatever reason, that they couldn't get the shachar on time, and the three people that are kavua, they examine it, but they're still also not going to make it. They're only Baidadim, that's not a kvutza, it's not going to make it the zman of Kumecha. Comes right. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yudalat, he goes a different gang. He says, Bechlau, when the Torah told you, Kumecha, that it was just a way of telling you that it's from Netzach Hama until Gimel Shoyis. The Torah didn't say, write it out, but that's what the Torah meant. The Torah could have written, instead of writing that, the Torah wrote, Uvkumecha. And Mamela, that's what it means. That's just the Zman that the Torah is giving you. But it doesn't make a difference where you are, what part of the world you are, and what type. And even if everybody in the town gets up afterwards, he says, even if everybody in the Kila gets up afterwards, after Netzach Hama, it's still not going to change these things. Because it's the Zman that the Torah is giving you. Now, that's all b'di'evet until Gimel Shoyis. The Shaila is, what Zman Kriyash Malach Hatchila? We have a very interesting Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber Paskins, Kedas Rav Rishenim, that not like Rabbeinu Yehonah, that it's only b'di'eved after Netzach Hama. He says that it's just a mitzvah min ha-mavchor to lay it before Netzach Hama k'day lismach gula tzvila. Mitzad Sheni, he Paskins in Siv Beis, straight out of Rabbeinu Yehonah, and l'kara yisach kredim ha-Netzach Hama, yishu l'akshim l'kresa v'mehira kol mashi yuchal. Like Rabbeinu Yehonah said, the Pashas, the Chur, that reason is because Chaparan, at least there's still people getting up then, even though right people aren't getting up, get it as close to the time that people are getting up as you could. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan learns also. But that's the Mechaber. That's the reason why. The Iker Zman is like the Rabbeinu Yehonah holds. You should be saying it between Mishayakar and Ace because that's when Rav Bnei Adam get up. There's still a few people getting up afterwards. Get it as close to the time that people are getting up as you possibly could. That would be Rabbeinu Yehonah make a lot of sense to Shita say. Mishnah Berurah learned not that way. Mishnah Berurah learned that it's only Al Drizim Akadim Lemitzrayim. When it comes to Sif Aleph, he says, don't think because you have to Magen Avram that it's your lechatchila dekiyid. What did he write in Sif Kan Gimel? Lechatchila also lezachar ois hazman shnois eliyahu b'shem Yerushalmi. If you look up the Shneis Eliyahu, the Gaon, in the back of the Mishnayim, he quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that the Halach, first he says the Gaon, Halachak Rabbi Yeshua, over Gemara, Pasak Halachak Rabbi Yeshua. You Pasak Rabbi Yeshua, now like Eliezer, you have a Gaon Nasari. Uvi Yerushalmi, Amru, Halachak Rabbi Yeshua, Bishrecheach. The Halachak Rabbi Yeshua, only if you forgot. And there's Machlekes there in the Gemara, what does Shrecheach mean? Does it mean on a Daraisatic level, you're not Yetze unless you're Shrecheach? And the other man there said to him, how can you tell me the right that you're only Yetzeh if you're Shechech? We find such a thing by the right that it makes sense if you forgot it. You didn't forget? If you're Yetzeh, you're Yetzeh. What is this? Tell me the Rabbanan B'Shechech. But it comes out, according to Yerushalmi, that either the right you're only Yetzeh B'Shechech, but if you pushed it off without being Shechech, you're not Yetzeh, or me the Rabbanan. Now, what time are we talking about? L'chur, the Mashmoy says over here, we're talking about Netzachamo. The Allah is like Yeshua, only B'Shechech. That means that if not Shrecheach, then we pass Negev Eliezer. So when Mishnah Berurah said, Asel is Acher, Doilu Med Shver, what does it mean Asel is Acher? You're not allowed to be Mas Acher until Seif Zman Magan Avram. Seif Zman Magan Avram this morning was 8:10. So 7:40, is that good? 7:39, it's more than half an hour before, it's not Samach. 7:15, 6:45, when is Lis Acher? According to this Gaon, it means after Netzacham. You can't be Mas Acher, Acher Netzacham. And not only that, you're not even Yetzeh B'diyeved, according to one of the Amar Midaraisa, if you were Mezacher, and it wasn't a Shechech. And you can't be even Yetzeh, according to another Amar, it's only Midarabban and Yetzeh. Now the Shaila is, what happened over here? Where did this Mishnah Berurah come from? We have all the Shittas of Rishonim that say that there's no, you have the Chatzil until Gimel Sharis. Mishnah Berurah did not pass like Rabbeinu Yehuda. He didn't bring it down La Halacha. This Yerushalmi is not mentioned. The Bavli never mentioned such a thing. The Rishonim never quoted this Yerushalmi. And we're not going like Rabbeinu Yehuda. So why did the Mishnah Berurah bring this down? Where did it come from? I don't have a good answer. I'll tell you the truth. I did hear from a Berkowitz when I spoke to him about this. He said that the Lechura, all the Mishnah Berurah is trying to say is a din lechatchila, that Shem Yishkach. He's telling you lechatchila, you shouldn't push it off because you might miss it. You might forget and miss the Zman. But in Echnami, it doesn't mean that you have to read a dafka v'anitzachama. Now, if you look at the Gaon, it's not so much like that, but maybe it just means the Yerushalmi. If you look at the Yerushalmi, the other Mefarshim, the Yerushalmi, they learn slightly differently. They learn that the Gemara had a Havimina, that was Daraisa. The Gemara asked, Midaraisa, could it be such a thing that you're only Yetzeh B'Shechech? The Gemara says, no, it's only Midarabanan, that we call you a Shecheach if you do it. In other words, you're the Katat Shachonim, the Atzlonim, like the Mefarshim over there saying. You weren't Lechatzchila yet, you weren't Nizer to do it at the first possible time, so you're from the Shachonim. But in the Chanami, it's not that you're not Yetzeh, and it's not that it's not Lechatzchila. It's not Lechatzchila being Mesacher. In other words, don't push it off if you could say it earlier. But in the Chanami, Lechara, it doesn't mean that you have to daskalin it by a Netzacham. Now,
the girl didn't learn like that. The girl learned differently.
What's that?
The girl learned
differently. The girl learned differently. The question is, was the girl passing like that lahalacha? It's very hard to say. He's quoting a goyin from Mishnayis. He's not even a bureau girl that says it, and it's not like the Rishonim. It's not like the Mechaber. So it's hard to say. Lachari is trying to be mizaris, ain mizaris and elam mizrozin, to tell you that lechatchila you should read it at the first possible time. Now, does that mean? This is the question that everybody asks. I'm up at 6:10, 6:20, and it's ready. And Sneis Achamo, should I lay in Kriyashma now? The truth is, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, absolutely. You should learn Kriya Shema now, because that's Sekhar Zman, probably for your Benu Yeno. And not only that, from the Rambam says, Im Icher, and you said it after Netzachamos Mash Lechatchila, that's the Zman. According to the Yerushalmi, that's the Zman, Lechero. However, since Midino, we paskin that you haven't talked Gimel Shoyis, and the Chatchila Chazal were Mesakin to be read Kriya Shema together with the Brachos, and since you're going to be Yetzeh later on with your Minyan, at a time that you could be Yetzeh, then the Poesim say that there's no reason to do it earlier. Rabbi Yashua said not to, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said you don't have to. Other price game. What's that? Oh, so they say, some say that in the Chanami you could, right? Even the Mishnah Berurah himself in Siman Mem Vav, he says that you don't be Kurei Kriya Shema to be Yetzer earlier unless you're going to pass by the Zman Kriya Shema. But if you're not going to pass by Zman Kriya Shema, he didn't tell you to say it earlier, even if you're up by Netzachama. Mashmai says, even from the Mishnah Berurah, that you don't have to lean it earlier. Lechura, what you could do, Rosh Hashanah mentions, if you want to be Kura, then in Echanam, you can make it tonight to say if I'm Yetzeh later on. But in Echanam, one does not have to. One is not imperative. The Ikar Zman, Lamaisa, is to do it together with the Zman Kriyashma. together with the brachas Kriyashma, and not, you don't have to do it after beforehand. Now, when does this man smart start? Zman Kriyashma shal shachris mishiyuras chavira yiragil imay marichi delan ames viyakirenu. That's what we call mishiyakir. When is mishiyakir? It's not exactly clear. We saw the Bir Halacha. According to the Prima Gazi, mishiyakir might be 6 minutes after Leis HaShachar. It's not exactly clear. How could you know? It depends on 1,000 different things. Especially bizmanenu, that there's lights. The way that the Bachacher says, if there's snow, so then the light reflects off of the snow, so it's harder to tell. There's a very, very many different things to be able to tell. And how much tchilas? Does that mean one string of tchilas? A tuft of tchilas? What is it? How much? It's very hard to know. We don't even know what tchilas is. Maybe, maybe not. Now that we have these masks, it's pretty clear. But it's not clear when is Lamaisa the Paiskim. There's different zmanim that are brought down. Most of them go between 40 minutes and 60 minutes. Rabbi Yasha was known to be machmer that you should be machmer a half an hour beforehand, not to make a bracha until half an hour beforehand. The truth is, Rabbi Moshe says that he checked in his chelak dalatim involved. He says that he checked numerous times, and Ban Yusi would seem that the zman is somewhere between 35 minutes and 40 minutes. However, they said many Paiskim wanted a time, and that's maybe in America where it takes longer for it to get light. However, in Eretz Yisrael, 35 to 40 minutes beforehand, it's very light already. L'chor zikr mishayakir before that. In the Minig Rishalayim, the Kafa Chaim says it's 60 minutes. The other Sfarim bring down. The Reshet says 52 minutes. That's what I heard from Berkowitz. Not to be mevarach before 52 minutes. And he said if you could wait to 48 minutes, there's a big difference between 52 and 48. Meilas Kedai to wait for the 48. Well, those 4 minutes. But it seems that's around the minute, 52 minutes, which is on a standard day of Shabbat, when they daven v'sikim beforehand. Generally, a minute starts between 45 and 50 minutes before says my kriyashma. Then you're okay, as long as you put on the talis right beforehand, you're okay. Regular day you put on tefillin, then generally you don't have to wait till afterwards to put on tefillin. By the time you put on tefillin, you're okay. You have to daven earlier. We'll get to that in Bezer Hashem. That's mishiyakir. What's Netzach Hamel? So we saw also the Bir Halacha. Netzach Hamel, we would have thought that things that seem simple until we start a halacha are not so simple anymore. Netzach Hamel, you know, the sun comes above the horizon. That's not so simple, because we saw the Lashon of the Rambam, that it's a sheer shaw. Before the sun comes up, the sun start is Netzach Hamel. What does that mean? Different shatim, what it means. The Ramah seems to say that anybody that knows a little bit about astronomy knows that it takes an hour for the sun to come up from the time that the Netzach Hamel starts, so the sun, the whole ball of the sun is above the horizon, is an hour. The problem is that it's not. And Lechura, it can't be what the Ramah was talking about, like we'll see in a minute. But the Zman is Lechura, it takes approximately about 2 minutes to do it. The Cheshbon happens to be that way. The sun takes up about half of a degree, and there's 360 degrees. 360 degrees means that in a 24-hour period, which is 1,440 minutes, every 4 minutes the sun goes 1 degree. The sun moves 1 degree. That means in every 2 minutes the sun moves a half a degree. And Mimela, the sun, which is a half a degree big, that would be 2 minutes. But you could do it yourself. Check it any day. Shachris, or you could say by Vasikin, if you're up ready, then you want to daven, understand. But you wake up 3 minutes before, and so you can't chop it, but you'll be able to see the sun come up. Watch the sun come up, watch the sun go down, it takes 2 minutes. That's really how long it takes. The Mimela, Lechura, it can't really be that's what the Ramah meant. Now, the question is, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say at the end of the day, that he found a girsa in the Gain, that it's shlish isr shah, which means a third of a tenth of an hour, which a tenth of an hour is 6 minutes, a third is 2 minutes, which would work out beautifully with the Metzias L'chol HaPachis here in Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's a question, even if you're going to go and say that Netzach Hamel is from when the sun is above the horizon, nevertheless, when is it considered that it rose above the horizon? Let's say you can't see it. For example, it rises, the sun rises above by Yam HaMelech, just about, where you see it in most places here in the country. And there's the Jordanian mountains right there. So, but you only see it a few, I don't know, half a minute after it comes up, after it actually peaks above the horizon, you only see it when it goes above the mountains. So when do you count it from? When it peaks above the horizon, and when it goes above the mountains. And not only that, it depends which city you're in. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, if you're on the top of the, you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Sinai Morchev, very low down, or you're in the top of Isha Torah, on top of Har Zeisim, and you're very high up, and you're able to see it. Where in the town? So Bepashas is in the town, you're not Machalik, and you have one Kavuaz Man. What is that Kavuaz Man? That's not exactly, this is where it gets difficult, is do we go with the Nate as it appears to the entire country, or you in your specific place? So if you go with the country, so then it's one of peaks above the horizon. If it's in your specific place, then it depends on exactly the topography, exactly where you are in the country, and how many mountains you have next to you, and what the difference is. In Yerushalayim, the difference is not, it's what the difference is, what we call Nate and Nate Anira. Nate is when it comes above the horizon. Nate Anira is where you see it from the highest place in the city, where you would see the sun Lamaisek coming above, rising. And there, in Yerushalayim, generally the difference is not too big, not too great. It's about from the highest place in the city, from the time that it actually comes above the horizon to the time you can actually see it, is generally between 1 and 2 minutes. It's not very much of a difference, and therefore there are people that try to hop over them, and they try to be marich with their Hashem Tzvatai Tiftach. They'll start Hashem Tzvatai Tiftach at the beginning, and be marich Hashem Tzvatai Tiftach for a minute, and then they'll start Shemoneh Esrei together with the other one. Rabbi Yashiv said that Iker is the second one. Why? Because if on the tzad that the real Zman is the second one, and you start by the first one, it comes out that you're dominating Shemoneh Esrei before Netzacham, and if you have anything Zman. Hashem, if you start a little bit later, you won't get the Vesikim, but at least be dominating at the proper Zman. So if you could hop both of them, I'd say, however, it's not always that possible. I know in Beitar, we have huge mountains with Gush Etzion next to us. It could be easy 15-20 minutes difference between the time that the sun rises above the horizon until the time that you could actually see it. That being the case, that's a really long Hashem Tzvatai Tiftach. And L'chura, no one's doing that. Memela, what should you do L'maisa? There is no clear Achra, and there's different minyanim that do like this. I think Rav the minyanim do the Nate Kefi that it comes up above the horizon and not Nate Zanira. However, like from a Berkowitz, do like you do in your minion. There is one minion, I think, by the Kaisel that does not that way. But all the rest of the minyanim do all the by Vasikin, basically it comes quiet at the same time. Except for the one minion that's Hashem Lekechem Emes. Right when everybody starts, and they go take them an extra minion. But most minyanim, they start with the Nate Zanira. The Nate as it comes above the horizon. Do as your... You don't want to chaval to miss the maila of Tula B'tzibur, because maybe that's the Zman Vasikin to what your Tzibur is doing. Now, which one is more chomer? Is Tula B'tzibur a maila over Vasikin or not? We had this Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says that Da'ad Azihirim Likris Ki Vasikin Motir Likris L'Spal B'Yechidi Mein Lehem Minin. Not only that, even without Tfilin it's Mavura. The guy was in the mikvah and he's laying in Kriya Shema. He didn't have his Tfilin on Zichur. So the mashmais is that there's a maila to lein kriyas shma kivasikin and to daven kivasikin, even if it means that you're not going to have a minion later on. The shaila is the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is hazehirim likreis kivasikin. Is that dafka somebody that's nizar always likreis kivasikin? The truth is that's the lashon of the Gemara. That's what like Mishnah Berurah brings down. The lashon of the Gemara is dilma kriyas Yeshua ukivasikin. That's the maila of the vasikin that they lein dafka b'shas neitzachamim. Is it dafka somebody that's always nizar or not? Rabbi Yashiv in his Shuvah and Kevitz Shuvah is Chalik Alasim and Tazvav, though at the end of the day he's Chalik maybe on the Psak, but he says, L'chur, there should be no Svara to be Mechalik. If it's Be'etzim Amayla, what's the difference if you do it every day? You don't do it every day. It's Be'etzim Amayla more than Tfilah B'tzibur, and that we see from the Sikin. So what's the difference if you didn't do it yesterday if you never do it? Today you want to do it. Matev Manayim, you should be able to do it. Now, like he points out, he says, Zichur, if you have a minion that's Davin V'sikin, you have no right to Davin V'chidus. Go find a minion and Davin V'sikin with a minion, says Rabbi Yashiv. Then the day wants to say maybe in Cheshbon it comes out differently the way you pass in the other Rishonim. But L'chura in Svara there should be no difference. Now those that said no, it's Dafka somebody that has a Kviyas. Rishon Zalman understood it's Dafka somebody that has a Kviyas. And he said something interesting. He says even if your Kviyas is only one day a month, Erev Rosh Chodesh you like to daven, Chasikin. So then that's also, you could daven if Erev Rosh Chodesh you don't have a minion, you could daven Chasikin. Now, he was Choshesh, like it's Mavur there in Alich Shlomo, he was Choshesh to Alt Mishum Neder. That if you always don't give a sikin, so then there's also a chimer of a neder, there's an inyan of a mitzvah min amukhar, memela, you should daf give a sikin if you don't have a minion. Memela, even if it's only for once a month, that also you'd have the same inyan of an eder. Different paiskim all different ways. I saw B'Shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and I heard that's how Rav Chaim Pinchas went, and I heard from Brookwitz that he said that Slav Dafka, that it's that you're kavua, even if you're not kavua, even one time is a maila, and b'meila, you would be able to daven v'sikin even if you don't have even if it means without a minion, and you could have a minion later on. This was very negia, but negia to Corona. Corona, a lot of people were davening by themselves, and even the places that had minyanim outside, they weren't davening v'sikin. That being the case, at least not by me, that being the case, people that want to be makbun of a sikin, do they have the maila of a sikin? Can they tadav miyichidus? According to this, according to many poiskim in a chanami, you do have that maila of a sikin. It's more of a maila tadavin ki a sikin. Befrat, if your minion is davening at home as opposed to a minion on porches and it's raining outside and you can't really hear and can't be machaven, certainly you have the maila simply of davening like a mensch. But, if it's also what? But you have to get up early. And however, somebody that's up early, somebody that is in a place that he has to go to work, and in a chanami can't wait for a minion later on. L'chura, even if you want to take it that there's a l'chatchila, it's only somebody that's always needs to do v'sikin. If he can't get a minion later on, l'chura there's a maila that he should daven v'sikin every day. In other words, he's got to be at work at 8 o'clock. So he doesn't have time, whatever it is, 7 o'clock, he's got to be at work. He doesn't have time to wait for a minute, it's an hour commute. If you have the Yecherlis, the Damek of a Sikh, and then Echrami, Matevi Manaim, that's a Maila Kenzain, even greater than the Maila of Phil the Tiber.
Of course, there's places that you kind of better to, or it's just as good as Damek and greater
to. The people that you could, there's a Maila of Davening better than. Even better than Davening later on. That we see from that Gemara. And he has a choice of davening later on and davening before, and he davened before. There's no place with it. Yeah. Then the chera. That's where it come out. Now this is an interesting nikud over here, and that is that if you daven v'sikin and you say kriyashma before v'sikin, then according to the rach, you weren't yetzer. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe you are b'diavad, you're yetzer. But this man, nikras man, according to these rishonim, is only from nate. Not before name. The Mishkan is Yaakov in the Tshuva is Matadi that if you don't have a Sikkim, you should say Kriyat Shema later on. Now, Lalach Lamaisa, I heard from Berkowitz, you do not have to say it. In Kudumani, I never heard of anybody being Machmer for that. To be somebody that's not a Sikkim, to say Kriyat Shema later on. Now, just with regard to the Sikkim, I left that one to Kuda. I'll just speak it out here. In when it gets to Netzachama, I forgot to say what's considered Netzachama. So, but that's the Ramah that said that Netzachama takes an hour. So really, the Mishnah Berurah already brought down Netzachama Nikra Me'eshim Askalas Hashemesh Lotis Me'Makayma Afshein Enira V'Leinuida. It says even though it's the Netzachama is obviously before we could even see it. The truth is, if you look in the Kevet Shitas Kamori, that brings down all the Shitas of Rishonim, they bring down a bunch of different Rishonim that say that Zman of Netzachama is before the sun comes up above the horizon. The Eshkol says, Shodar of Sar Shalim, HaNetzachama Kimashmo, B'Shoshim Mivakeshes Chama Lehiroi Tponel. The sun wants to show its face. It doesn't yet. U'madim Ha'olim, when the sun gets red. Ve'in Adamati L'chavin Bo'yitza Erno. Mikom Mokom Mitzvotum, Yizua Oina Agimel Shoi. People can't chav the Zaino. They can't chav that exact time. But that's when the Zman starts until Gimel Oina. Lefi that, in Nechami, it could be that Itaka takes an hour from that time. That's how the Ramah went. It takes from the time that the earth starts getting red till the sun actually comes up, that could be an hour. Not only that, it's a very gishmak because something that was bothering me, and that is that Rebreina was only one. And only one time Rebreina was able to get Netzachama. Out of all the Zmani Hayyim, the only Zman which is simple is Netzachama. That's the only Zman which is simple. Chavayis is not simple, and Rebreina is not simple, and Netzachama is not simple. And at least the Shaka is simple. I guess Shia also. But the only one that you can tell is you look and you see the sun went up. Oh, that's Netzachama. What does that mean? But how can you? Not Lachol Adam Yochel Lachafay the Shah. Everybody can be Lachafay. That's the only Shah that everybody can be Lachafay. But according to this, the Shah, to know exactly when it's going to be Madam to start then. And that's what it starts on the day. Lachol Adam ain't on the Matsu Lachafay by Yisraelino. The theme is very Gishmak, Lashon Gemara. Lachol Amaisa, like we said, we go with when it comes above the horizon. That's if Aleph, the rest of them are much shorter. No fear. Somebody that does not lay in Kriyishma Benitzachama should lay in it as soon as possible. What's the reason why? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, "I'll tefillah makdim lemitzvah." Memela, don't lose out on a different mitzvah, like the Mishnah Berurah says. If you're going to miss out on tefillah b'tzibur, ukedema, then it's better to daven later on. The lecheret also means if your minyan is later on, you have more yishuv adas by the minyan that you're davening later on. Even if you get a minyan earlier, if you have a minyan, you want to daven in yeshiva, then in echanami, the same thing. There's a mila to be zoriz to daven like a mensch, as opposed to being zoriz to daven as quick as possible. Daven as a, that's also an inyan of zrizim. Kanim zrizim heim. Is zrizim zlav dafka that if you zrizim, then you make a lot of mistakes. Haste makes waste. Wait, as they say. Right? But if you're zoriz that you're careful, you're careful to do it in the best possible way, then to daven with a minyan. Now, just to be mitzayin, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he says that he would tell Bachram not to daven vasikin. He says even though afa pish tefila ke vasikin davar gadol hu mikol makom shmiras mani halimud v'sidrei yeshiva koydim. He says that to be shemir this mani yeshiva and to daven in yeshiva, that's koydim. And kiyudua for many gedolim that they, even though they were up at the time, Shlomo Zalman said that after he got married, he started davening vasikin. He saw that it ruined his day, and therefore he stopped. Voyashiv Kiyodu was up from 2 o'clock in the morning, and he davened every day in Tiferes Bachurim at 6:30, and he didn't change, and he didn't stop for Vasikin. Not only that, the stories with him that it was mamish when Vasikin was mamish just about then, and they wanted to switch it a few minutes earlier to Chavta Vasikin. They would have to start a little bit earlier, and he asked the Olam. He says, find out if the Yungalayt in that davened with minyan, if it makes a difference to them. They asked the Yungalayt, and some of them said yes. To get up a few minutes early, that would make a difference. Them. Says, don't worry about it. Daven for Rogil. Don't worry about the. There's other cheshbonos that can ruin us for a seder. Then Zoriz is to daven later on. Sif Gimel. Mishu Onus Kegoyin Shu Mashkim Latzes Aderech Mokum Dudu Dechayev Elistim Shal Yuchal Lamed Oli Lechaven Afilo Parsha Rishayno Vafilo Adle Vavecho Oy Shibnei Asher Rahochem Meher Vali Amtino Loi Klal Yochal Ikroisim Bechasem Mish Olam Uda Shachar The Kimon Shal Olam Uda Shachar Shabbat Binim Mekomecho Agam Shabbat Mekir Yitzar Says your one is a ladder lane Kriyashma from Aloy Tashachar, Bishas of Chak when he has an Einus. He says, even Yitzhar, the Mishapur comes out, Lachar Yishanatha Yitzhar until Mishayakir. Lemaitza, what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah is, what comes out from the Mechaber, and from the Mishnah Berurah here, and by Yechas Tzvillin and Tzitzis, is that somebody that has to daven early. Then, the Lacha is, he's allowed to put on Talis and Tzvillin, even from Aloy Tashachar. Even from Elisha Shachar's ladder, put it on. He should only make the bracha though by Misha Yakir. He shouldn't make it beforehand. However, the Eved that he said the bracha beforehand is Yaitse. For sure by Tvillin, because Tvillin Zmani is called Alayla. Even by Talos, he says if it was beforehand, you're also Yaitse Bidi Eved, not to make a new bracha, even if it's before Elisha Shachar. Even if you made your bracha on the Talos and the Tvillin before Elisha Shachar, not to make a new bracha. You can save Sukkah the Zimra without a problem before Mishiyakir if one needs to, like the Bir Halacha says over here. However, Yoytzer are in three different places in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Siman, seems that the Mishnah Berurah is going that Yoytzer are you should not say till Mishiyakir, which would mean Lechero that you should put on. The best thing to do is if you could is save Sukkah the Zimra beforehand, right by Mishiyakir, put on your tefillin, and then you could say Yoytzer are Kadema. If you don't have the Yechelis to do that, then you could put on your Talis and tefillin beforehand, save Sukkah the Zimra beforehand, and Lechuris skip the bracha of Yetzer Ar and start from Avar Abel, and then daven Shema and Shemayna Esrei, even those before Nate, B'Shas Tzchak, one would be able to do that. Now, this is really when you're not going to have any possibility to daven later on. The shaila is that mamash the Metzius Bizmanenu? Even a guy that has to go to work, he has a coffee break at some time, 15 minutes, he can say Shema and Shemayna Esrei. He mamash doesn't have any time later on, very hard to believe that we're not going to do the Chayiv Elistim, not so common. However, I did get a shaila a week and a half ago. A person was flying from Eretz Yisrael to Europe, and he was leaving at 5:30 in the morning. Was his flight? Mishayakir is at 5:23. Boarding is at 5 o'clock, and 5:30 is takeoff. When is he supposed to daven? And he's flying through Turkey, Turkish Airlines, where they're not so happy to see a yid with thousands filling on. What should he do? And by the time he gets to his destination, he has a stopover in Turkey. By the time he gets to his destination, it's going to be after Bechatzis. What's the best time for him to do it? He doesn't know if he's going to have time. In the stopover, he's got to get from place to place if he's going to have time to daven. Heichi dani dani la'idino. This is Mamashara's case. He doesn't know if he's going to have the ability to do it. On the plane, he also had four seats and more than that people. Bemeila wasn't going to be so possible to put on Talis and Tefillin. L'chira wasn't going to be the best idea. So the truth is that I would have thought Behelim, everything that we're handling now, would have thought the best thing to do is to daven on the plane without Talis and Tefillin. And you put in your Talis and Tefillin later on, at least you get the right Zman, you'll have plenty of time to daven also. As opposed to if you try to chab Mishayakir and while they're boarding, you're not going to get Mishayakir. So when are you going to do it? Beforehand? How much beforehand in the airport are you going to put it on before Alayis HaShachar? So Alayis HaShachar was 5:01, I think. So you don't have that much time, and that's when they're boarding. This is such a case that a person is mamish as a Shas Chak, L'chura, that he might not even have the Yechilas to do it if he can't do it on the plane, then that would be a Shas Chak that we're talking about. Now, it happens to be that when a person is flying, if he's flying in the direction of Netzach Hamo, so then from Alayis HaShachar till Netzach Hamo goes very fast, because it starts at you're flying into the time, and Mamela, it could be that such a case you talk of, if you want to chop a sikin, then you have to put in your talis and tefillin and start davening before Mishayakir to be able to chop it. Please see myzman.com. That's exactly when it is. How do we reckon the zman? When is it considered the zman? What are the zman? The way that Rav Moshe said, and this is how most people go, is that we reckon the zman where you are in the air can see where you are underneath. Wherever it is, whatever the time is underneath you, on ground, that's what time it is by you. Now you're flying much faster. And not only that, you're going to see Netzach Hamo before they see it down there. You see Netzach Hamo way before they see it down there. Nevertheless, you go with Netzach Hamo, can see the way that they're going to see it, and you should do the zmanim, can see their zmanim. Now, somebody that flies from Los Angeles to Eretz Yisrael, and they fly over the top, then you get into big issues. Because then there's no nighttime, there's no daytime. Because when you're by the North Pole, it's either day for 6 months or night for 6 months. Not only that, there are places that there are Yidden that are living, it happens that different times of the year, you can watch the sun do an entire circle. It never sets. It goes, and you see the entire, it goes around the entire thing, north, south, east, west. It doesn't go, not exactly that, right? But, and it doesn't set. The Chayra, what do you do in such a case? So the Paiskim handled this, and it's the Achrayinim more than the Rishayinim. The Tiferes Yisrael, the Mishnayis, talks about such a case. It's not that simple. Speak to your Orthodox rabbi, because I don't want to get into all the Pratim, and it's very late, and I don't have the Chlora of Sak. So it's not that simple. The Chutshani was not so happy with the Bechlal. He says, you're being mafkir yourself from mitzvah because it's not the zman, and you lost the day, kilo. Some people say that it's just like the denim of a guy in the Midbar, and he doesn't know what day it is. So you always reckon, count 6 days and the 7th day of Shabbos. So every 24-hour period, you reckon that you have to have a Shachas, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, and work it out like that. Now, if you're planning to become an astronaut, I think Shabbos is every 13 hours, and that was one of the questions that Ilan Rimon asked before he went up. That's a little bit of an issue, and therefore it's better to stay away. Also, Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv is continuous. Sif Dalid. Im Kar Mishalom Muda Shachar Bishlo Yoinis Yotze B'diyevet. B'diyevet. If a person leans from a Muda Shachar, then he is Yotze B'diyevet. Says the Mishnah Berurah that Zafka, if he wasn't an Oinis, that Zafka for once a month. If it's Rogel, it's more than once a month, then he's not Yetzer. Now it's a Chiddush. Just point out the Chiddush. Even though we said that from Alayis HaShachar, from Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, after Alayis HaShachar, you're not Alayin Kriyas Shema, the Mishnah Berurah says they were Mafkia the Mitzvah. That I can understand, like the Rabbeinu Yonah said. They're Mafkia, B'Shem Al-Tasa, now it's not the Zman. But if you leaned Kriyas Shema already to tell you that you're not going to be Yetzer, even though Be'etzem is the Zman, because you were Rogel to do that, it's best in the Zman Midaraisa. How can you tell me that I'm not Yetzer? It's Bekum Ve'Essay, you're not Yetzer. Mishnah Berurah says you're not Yetzer. V'tarach L'Avtzeh L'Kriyasam. That's a chiddush. Now, however, like the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, somebody that has a job and every day he has to daven early, he's a my havelei lemevet. What should he do? Kinnir didn't come to our chavis levavis. But what should he do? Somebody that has such a job in Echanami, that is, he's in the massiv. B'nafsho yovi lachmai, and many people find themselves in such a massive, they have to daven terech minin every day. That is what they should be doing. That's not a problem. That's considered a shasav chak. Sif Hei talks about him nenas likor kriyash ma'aris ashalum u'le shachar. Kiman Shadarin Lohen et Tachama, Kerik Kriyashma, Vietuway de Chavis Kriyashma Arvid. Mimo, your honest place of Shalat, Loderech, Loye Kriyos Kriyashma Pamshin is the Chavis Kriyashma Shalyan, Shmeach just lays the Shalaila, E. Epsher, last of the sixth year. Mr. Brewer, the Machaber passes over here, like the Shitas are Rishainim, we saw the Machaber's Rishainim, whether or not you let a lane Kriyashma Shal Arvid and Shal Shachris between Allah's and Nate. Taisus seem to say that you could, at least in the second Taisus. The Rush says you can't, the Ramban says you can't, the Machaber passes that you cannot. If you were an honest and you lay in Kriyas Mashal Arvis after Alayis HaShachar, you cannot lay in Kriyas Mashal Shachar before Netzacham. The Nafkamina La'alach HaLamayisa is that if a person was late and he said Kriyas Mashal late, then he's up anyhow, so he figures once I'm up I might as well davenate. You can't davenate today. You really could davenate, just make sure that afterwards you say Kriyas Mashal again. You can't be Yaitse with your Kriyas Mashal Arvis, you would have to say Kriyas Mashal again. If you Yaitse your Kriyas Mashal Arvis after Alayis HaShachar, then Mr. Burr says you can't be Yaitse your Kriyas Mashal Shachris, even after Misha Yakir. But those that say that you could. Mishra Brewer says no. Like the Torah says in the Piskei Rosh, you have to wait till after Netzachama and then lay your Kriyashma. Sif Vav. Afa Pishas Mana Nimshech Ad Seif Hasho Hagimol. Im Over Sho Hagimol V'lai Kora Kori Sever Chesei Hasho Dalish V'shli Shanyayim. Bein Leskake Kori Bizmano. Im Over Sho Dalish V'lai Kora Kori B'lai Chesei Koleim. Mishra Brewer, the Mechaber Paskins, we saw that there's three Shitas in the Rishanim. The Rosh brought down two, and the third one is in the Rambam. The Rosh says that the Yesh Mefarshim that you have till Dalat Choice, like the Zman of Tvilo, Rav Haigoin. Some say that you have till Chatzois, like the Shitas HaChachomim, that you have till Chatzois for Tvilo, so too for the Brachos. The Rambam says you have Kol Hayom. The Kesef Mishnah says what's the reason you have Kol Hayom is because the Zman Kriyash Mami Deraisa, according to the Rambam, is Kol Hayom. The Mele of the Brachos are also Kol Hayom. The Mechaber does not quote here, not in the Beis Yosef, his Pshat that he said in the Rambam. Kinnur is only in the Rambam, he wasn't going to that Halacha L'maisa. Rav Rishonim say that after Dalat Choice, you cannot be Yotze Brachas of Kriyashma. Now, what's the Zman for Kol Hayom? If you don't hold like this big Chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah, you could have said of her Kipshutai, that the Brachas, the reason why a lot of reads Brachas the entire day, is because they like Birchas HaShachar. Pekeach Ivrim, Matur Asurim, you let it say it the entire day, Bepashta. You're allowed to say it the entire day, even after Chatzos. There are brichas and shvach that were niskan to be said once a day. Yetzer or is similar. You're allowed to say it once a day. But mele, even if you miss the dalat choice and you miss Chatzos, you're allowed to say it the entire day. That would have been lechari the pashuk shat. I would have thought to say, but that's the Rambam. But for the case of Mishnah, said that no. According to the Shitas Rambam, you have kol hayom. Lamaisa la'alach lamaisa bepaskin until dalat choice. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha that if a person is nana, and they had an oinus, l'chur, if they were sleeping, it's also considered an oinus, that's the mamash of Shia, then they would able to be same on the shitas that have, that you're allowed to lay in Kriyashma until Chatzos. The same way that by Tvilo, va'oinus, the Chassam Sefer wants to say even b'shas tzchach, it's not an oinus. However, rive of the Rishenim and the Achronim, they go, that it's dafka if it's the Dalat Choice, and after Dalat Choice, it's a bracha l'vatala. Shemayla, the Mishnah Berurah was only the same on the mamash of va'oinus. I once spoke to a Berkus about this. What's considered an oinus? A woman in the morning. Is that considered, she was busy setting up the kids in the kulu? Is that considered an oinus? But he says it depends. If it's something which is, if she woke up late, then maybe consider that an oinus. However, if it depends what she's busy with in the morning. If she's busy in the morning with something which has a deadline, then that's considered an oinus. She's got to send off the kids by this and this time, the kulu. However, by cleaning washing the dishes, which could be done later, that's not considered an oinus because you have no deadline. You couldn't do that afterwards, that wouldn't be considered an oinus. It seems that the meaning of the Olam is to be mekel till Chatzos, maybe not even only when it's an oinus, when it's a Shachas Chak. Certainly after Chatzos, even the first half an hour afterwards, one cannot be mekel to say the Berachas Kriyashma. And Kriyashma, one should lay, like the Mishnah Berurah says, the entire day. Even though you're not used to the mitzvah, you should be, it's kedai to lay in Kriyashma the entire day. The last sif is im leikar beyoyim, yeshem mishish li tashlum ba'arvis. It's not exactly clear in what gate the machleik is bechal. L'chor, the only Indian of tashlum when he found is when he gets to tefila. Tefila is racham Indian, what the Gemara says. Meila shaych to have tashlum, but kriyashma is you missed it. Like the Gemara says, mo'ovet lo yuchol liskoin, zeh shalikar kriyashma shashachar da'arvis. That's mo'ovet lo yuchol liskoin, eka zeh en tashlum. However, since the Gemara over there says that it's only b'mezid that's considered it, mo'ovet lo yuchol liskoin b'shoyki, it wouldn't be. Mashmoy says that in the chlamin b'shoyki, the same way that by tefila b'shoyki is the way out of it, also kriyashma b'shoyki is the way out of it, is the way for tashlum. It's not clear, like the Gain is ma'ar, not clear what would be the inin of the tashlumin, lachari reyetri foreign, and what would be the iser to have the tashlumin. What's the iser to say Kriyashma a second time? just a idea, Pileit, a fabulous idea to know, is the Chavetz Das in Simin Kuf Yud in Yerideh says that somebody that leans Kriyashma a second time, the Shem Chayva, if he's already Yetzer, he says he's over on Askar Shem Shemaim Levatol. Even though it's Brachit, even though it's Psukim, what did you do wrong? But if you're doing it L'Shem Chayva, he says a person can daven L'Shem Nedava Kol Ayayim. With L'Shem Chayva twice, he's not allowed to daven L'Shem Chayva twice. So too he says with the Kriyashma. If you're learning, you can say Shema 150 times. However, you're doing L'Shem Chayva, he says even the second time is already Askar Shem Shemaim. According to that, in that time we would understand why you would not be allowed to be incurred L'Shem Chayva. It happens to be that the Tashlumin is not really the Shem Chayv. You're not being against them, as Mishnah Berurah said. Not exactly clear. What's the halacha of Tashlumin? Is this din of Tashlumin even if you said it after the fourth hour? Let's say you said it after before Chatzayit, or you said it after Chatzayit. Is it still an inyan to be mashlim? Or zaf, if you didn't do the inyan of saying it after Chatzayit, then be mashlim? So the Tila David says that if it's an inyan of Tashlumin, Tashlumin is only bezman the next chiyuv. It's not bezman that you don't have. Where they don't have a chiyuv. After Dal Tres, you don't have a chiyuv anymore. The Meila is Man Tashlumin, even if you lay in Kriyashma after Chatzayis, you still also hold Tashlumin, there would be mitzvah to do it afterwards. To be Mashlim afterwards. How do we pass the Malachal Maisa? Mishnah Berurah seems to say, Agrav Ebrik Yitz Vechriyu Kidei Azu. It's not clear exactly in the Goyin where he saw that, but it sounds like Mishnah Berurah that's Rabbi Machriya. And like I saw on the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Mi'oilom Loishamanu Lahiriz Kidei Rishayna.